we're lost in a mass grave.
Morale Coriel, 98.1 KZE. That was recorded back in 2016, and here we are in 2025. Morale is in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
How are you today?
Oh, it's great to be here with you. Wow, I haven't heard that before, and hey, that's a good song, and I'm glad it sounded okay to me. So
yeah, man.
Thank you for not playing something that might embarrass me. I know you never would, but
That's not my thing.
No.
But anyway, it is a great version of a great song. And of course, I recognized it, heard it, recorded it, and play it for the people. And now here you are live in the studio. It's been a little while since you've been here. Wow. What have you been doing?
Well, I traveling, recording, writing, and just trying to get along in the world, music, family, and finance. Those are my three pillars that I try to work on for short term and long term.
And family's good. They're getting older. They're growing. Kids are just popping up, being responsible and doing their thing.
It's amazing. When your kid, has his own job and soon will be moving out, and he's a graduate of Bard College, and was a great piano player. He is, Charlie. But I said, I hope you're not going to become a professional musician, he got a degree in finance, and he's doing really well.
Well, it's good that he has something to fall back on, like playing music, if that doesn't work out.
Well, he really wants to be a stand-up comedian is what he really wants to be.
For real?
And he's going to work on it, he wanted to have some kind of security, but if the music's in you, if you have that entertainment gene, you still got to find a way, some kind of outlet for it. Otherwise, it's going to be missing. You're going to feel like, I'm missing something from my soul there. But he's very smart, and I'm proud of him. And, on the local tip, he's a Bard graduate, and he's out there working and, going to help the world.
Well, all the best with all the kids out there, especially yours, Morale. Nothing but the best
to ours.
Them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all the kids. And, well, they are our future, and to raise them right takes a lot of work. So good job, Morale. And now you got a gig coming up. Tell everyone where you're playing, because I failed to write it down.
I am playing at this wonderful little spot called the Queen City Lounge in Poughkeepsie, New York, Main Street, Poughkeepsie. It's been a while, but back in the day, I used to play at the Chance, and it's kind of near there.
What about the Derby?
Derby, yeah. So it's really, for people who are wondering when I was going to be in Dutchess County, Poughkeepsie area, we got a nice thing. We got, it's a Saturday, this Saturday coming up, and it's 7 p.m. I recognize my crowd is generally maybe, 40 plus. Maybe they don't want. Back in the day of the Derby and Noah's Ark, we would start at 11 p.m.
Yeah.
at night.
Yeah.
So some of us who are older now, we prefer to start earlier, and so we can get our beauty sleep,
Yes, sir. And, who are you playing with at the Queen City Lounge?
What is so great and so nice and so wonderful is that I'll be joined by my longtime, partner in crime, Bill Foster, on bass. Of course, he plays every instrument, but, he mostly plays bass with me.
He finds an amazing groove with you.
Oh,
he finds all the roots, plays them, and then when it's time to go out, he takes it.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
And he's a real musician's musician. Yeah. And
listens with both ears.
Absolutely. He's got ears and feel, and that's the key, And we've been playing together since 1996.
Mm.
And he was in my dad's band. And my dad said, this guy's really good. He might be good for you, he would play your music really well too.
He passed them on to you.
He kind of did, and it worked out great, cool. Because Bill was kind of he didn't really know the blues world the way that I did. He was in a lot of other things.
Briefly tell the folks who your dad was.
My dad was the late, great Larry Coryell, who is also known as the godfather of fusion on guitar. And he kind of helped to invent that music before it was even known, before there was a name for it.
Yeah, so he jammed before there was any jam bands.
Exactly. And you know, because of him, I was held by Jimi Hendrix when I was a baby. I lived with Carlos Santana when I was 1 year old and was named by the same Indian guru, Sri Chinmoy, that gave him his spiritual name. And over the years, I've run into Carlos, and he absolutely remembers and is a very friendly. And his wife, she used to play jazz in the jazz clubs with my dad. So I mean, I just go way back. I mean, I was born into this musical family, and my dad played with Miles Davis and Muddy Waters, Duane Allman. When I opened up for Greg Allman, Greg Allman came down to my dressing room and said, "Your dad and my brother used to play together." And I was like, "What? I didn't know that." You know, so he set the bar very high, and growing up around him and people like, you know, these giants of music, it was really a wonderful thing, and kind of makes me the crazy person that I am. So that I am kind of built for this crazy life, you know, being able to sleep on someone's couch or in a 5-star hotel, it doesn't matter. You know, we just love people. We love music, and we love to play.
Now, it's very interesting how you, as an artist, you didn't try to be Larry Coryell Jr. You have your own voice. You have your own style. You are an individual, and I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. You're not riding on Mr. Coryell's coattails, who, of course, was a genius on the guitar. And well, he was here with you a little while back.
We played that Blue Monk, I believe. Yeah, with something else.
Some
I remember
cool
that.
Stuff. And just seeing him play 2 inches away from my face was jaw-dropping.
Yeah.
And I tried not to be like, oh, my God.
When he had a guitar in his hands, there was like a glow, a halo around him, where there's very few people that could do that.
It's true. I said, "Larry, you're going to play?" "Of course I'm going to play."
Yeah. Oh, no. Dad was a player to the end. You know, he died right after his gig in his New York City hotel room.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Right after he finished his
gig at the Iridium, standing ovation, and then called his wife, said, "Honey, I'll be there to see you tomorrow." And he dropped dead of a heart attack. And, you know, that's some stunning stuff when that happens.
Wow.
Because he actually called me 2 days before and said, "I'm probably going to die." Yeah.
Why?
He said, "I'm having trouble breathing." I said, "Well, Dad, why don't you go to the hospital?" And he says, "I don't want my wife to worry." And so, like, if he had just went to the hospital and got a stent, you know, and he had another friend telling him to do it. But he says, "No, I think I'll make it through the gigs." And he did. He made it through the gigs. You know?
Wow.
But he did when he said, he says, "I'm probably going to die," but he says, "I've had a good life."
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm just sharing this now. I you know, it's not something I've ever really said publicly, but that's, you know, now you're bringing it up. And so maybe somebody can relate to that. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, rest in peace, Larry Coryell.
Daddy.
And now Morales here, and he has Larry's guitar in his hand, which is kind of special. And you want to put it all together, Morales?
Play something, you mean?
Sure.
Okay. Well, we were talking about the Ukraine situation, and I wrote this song the day the war came out, and I sent it to President Zelensky on Twitter back at the time. Because there was just a video of a live performance of it, and he liked it within 2 minutes. And I said, "How the heck does this guy have the time to respond to me?" I said, "This guy is for real." So I wrote it. "What's life worth? $1 a gallon for gasoline. Why the bombs rain down and the women and children scream. Something wrong
song is going on, a surreal dream, but it's happening, and I can turn my back or avert my eyes. I can see it, I can hear it, your great war cries. I studied history, I learned that freedom isn't free. How long will I sacrifice for the sake of you and me? I see fairies on TV running for their lives. No power, no heat, hardly enough to eat, even to survive. Something wrong is going on, a surreal dream, but it's happening, and I can't turn my back or avert my eyes. I can see it, I can hear it, Ukraine war cries. Ukraine war cries. I looked up the difference between Russia and Ukraine. They have their own history, language, and their name. If someone ever told me I didn't have a right to exist, I'd do everything in my power to willfully resist. Something wrong is going on, a surreal dream, but it's happening, and I can't turn my back over my eyes. I can see it, I can hear it, Ukraine war cries. Ukraine war cries.
Morale Corio, live on 98.1 KZE. Morale, have you been writing new songs? How often do you write new songs?
Well, generally when my wife says, you need to write some songs. No, there's two reasons to write some songs. One, it's a job. You sit down and you do it. And so although structure helps me, but the other times, just the songs write themselves. It just comes to you.
Just hit you out of nowhere. And
yeah,
you gotta
ideas
just
hit
write
you,
it down, grab
and
a guitar.
And then you write it down. I mean, for me, I just use my notes on my iPhone. Mm. And if I have specific melodies, I'll do, just the voice memo, just record
like
it.
Hum the melody?
Yeah, hum the melody, yeah. Say what the lyric is.
What comes first, the lyrics or the chords?
What I say is the lyrics or the melody. Because of what the melody is, then you can structure the chords a certain way. Or you can have a chord progression that you like, and that could be the basis.
Yeah.
Or you could just have a certain groove, and that could be the basis.
And then you write.
Yeah.
Lyrics
yeah.
to the groove.
Like, I'll tell you what. So here's a song. The song I was getting ready to record over at Danny Pickering's studio, and he's a local guy, and he just passed away. He lived
in
Red Hook. Rest in peace, Danny. We love you. And I called him about a month ago to say I was recording, and they said he's in the hospital. So, but it was a song that I kind of been writing it for several months now, eight, 9 months. And it's called Severe Anxiety. Mm. And so, and I discovered that a lot of people have this, including myself, because life will cause this, and so what can you do if you write a song about it, it one, it helps you in a therapeutic way. But then when I started playing it for some other people, they're like, yeah, I totally feel that way, you know? And that's the beauty of music.
Yeah.
When we sometimes feel helpless, you know, and we want to do things and then we feel out of control or helpless, you can, everybody has a power, their own power, their own voice. And particularly for artists, you know, that's our, one of our powers. Maybe mm-hmm. that's our power.
The superpower.
Yeah.
As an artist.
Yeah. Is to take the bad stuff and you can make something good out of it and then spread the good, you know, that way.
That's
the
superpower.
Yeah. No. And that's why, you know, the tyrannical regimes, they want to shut down our artists and, you know, truth tellers and stuff, you know, and it's just, to me, that's, I can't have that.
Yeah. Folk musicians is the music of the folks.
Yeah. The people. Yeah.
Well, you want to play that tune or you want to just say goodbye? What do you want to do?
Gosh.
You want to play another song? You can do that.
No, I'll play a different song because I'm not ready to debut that one. I don't think
okay,
I registered.
No pressure.
I don't think I registered yet. I'll have to go register the thing on PMI before I do, you know, just on that.
All right. Well, anyway, what do you got in store?
Well, I got a little bit of blues, some more happier blues, because I like to mix it up. And I do invite you to all come out and look for me online and give me your comments. Tell me how you like me and Rick's conversation. It's at the Queen City Lounge in Poughkeepsie, New York. Queen City, babe. You're gonna like it. I don't believe in types. Yeah. I believe in chemistry. And that's why I'm so glad some things won't never change. If you don't love me, girl, ain't it a shame? I said, just like people say, track. When you find true love and you know it's real, it's just a natural fact. And that's why I'm so glad some things ain't gonna change. It's a shame.
Morelli Coryell live on 98.1 KZE. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick Morelli Coryell live at Queen City Lounge this Saturday, 7 o'clock show, MorelliCoryell.com for more info. Facebook, what do you got, Morelli?
Facebook, Instagram, even X.
Okay.
So, yeah.
It's out there. Anywhere. Find him. Morelli, M-U-R-A-L-I. Thanks for listening to the Up and Running Morning Show. Morelli, thanks for being here. It's always a pleasure.
I really appreciate you, Rick. Thank you.
All right. All the best and knock them dead wherever you go.
So.
Okay. We'll be right back with more musical diversity. Got the Des Lons coming up after this commercial break.
Hi, this is Clayton with Van Cleek's Tire in beautiful uptown Lake Katrine, home of the best free cup of coffee on the...